When I was 13, a very successful novelist who was a friend of my grandmother's said to me, "Always keep a diary, because you will forget what it's like to be 13. One day you'll want to write about being a teenager, and then you will need to really remember how you thought and felt right now." I've always been a poor diary keeper, as there never seemed to be enough hours in the day. But as a teenager, I was a prodigious letter writer, and I've kept many of those. Since being a pen pal mutated into being an email pal, I try to keep copies of emails as a type of diary. I will often go back through my diaries and emails, and I'm usually amazed by how very differently I feel about a situation or a person from how I felt 10 or 20 or even just sometimes 2 years earlier. Memory is a wonderfully mutating thing. In time, it helps us to filter out the bad experiences and to gild the memories we cherish, but that can make it a bad friend when you need it to help you create a realistic work of prose. I would add to the invaluable advice I was given that most important of all is always to keep a travel diary. There are some incredible and some incredibly horrible places you will visit, and there are extraordinary situations you will find yourself in. You think you will never ever forget them, but you will. They may become well-worn stories, but they will grow and change with each telling, and they will gain new perspectives or lose vital moments. You will never ever remember those moments as freshly as the time in which they happened. When I want to remember somewhere, to be able to write about it, I need not only to remember the sights I visited, but also what the days and nights smelt like, what flowers were in bloom, what colours I could see on the streets, my impressions of the hotel or hostel or homestay or palace in which I ended up, and those wonderful chance conversations with strangers. If you look back through travel diaries, you will see snippets of moments which seemed so vitally important at the time they were happening, but have somehow since disappeared from your memory. The clear and often poignant honesty that travellers will share with total strangers whom they know they will never see again can be searingly beautiful and can help create new story ideas. The most unlikely places in the world are often those that suddenly come back to inspire you or to fill perfectly a hole in your plotline. That is when your travel diary will be your intimate and most trusted friend.